What do you think about some of the data that's coming out, including some that just came out at this meeting, looking at what seems to be a correlation between both diet as well as exercise and recurrence in somebody who already has a primary colorectal cancer?
I saw those data. I don't quite know how to interpret them yet, certainly because prior to that report, there were nice data looking at diet in the incidence of developing, but actually change the incidence of recurrence, I think is very interesting. That may certainly be immune factors. We don't know the answer, but very interesting information and just points towards the desire, whether you do or don't have cancer. If you have a good diet and exercise, it probably is beneficial. I don't know the etiology, though, or the mechanism involved.
Any new research strategies that you think are going to be promising in terms of treating rectal cancer?
I think probably the most promising will be identification of molecular markers, both for the selection of which patients we want to use for preoperative therapy, or should I say the selection of patients we want to receive preoperative therapy to select for, and also secondly, which agents to use. Because clearly, if you think about how we treat infectious disease, somebody has an infection, you culture that, and then you look for the appropriate antibiotic. In oncology, we're nowhere near that. We're 50 to 75 years behind that. So I think that as we develop better markers, we'll be able to select which appropriate therapies and when to give them. And in my opinion, that's where most of the great benefit over the next 5 or 10 years of research will come from.
What are some of the psychosocial issues that come up in these patients?
The major psychosocial issue, first, is that not wanting to talk about it. There is a great embarrassment for people to speak about colorectal cancer. And two, is probably the most difficult part, especially for patients who have rectal cancer and need an abdominal perineal resection, is dealing with a permanent colostomy. That is something that no matter how many of our public figures do develop colorectal cancer, the most difficult part. One thing that I noticed that has changed is that historically people were apprehensive to undergo colonoscopy because of the stigmata associated with colon rectal cancer. It is interesting that when you look at the description in the newspapers, usually the word colon exists and not the word rectum. So there's still some stigmata associated with that, but I think that is changing. And people, I think, are also beginning to realize how important prevention is and having a colonoscopy.
Any imaging techniques coming along right now that you think might potentially be able to replace physical visualization such as colonoscopy?
A lot of work being done in CT scan in terms of virtual colonoscopy. However, one of the difficulties, I want to emphasize that all of those data still are investigational. And furthermore, one of the current difficulties is that the preparation for a colonoscopy in a good virtual colonoscopy are essentially the same. And furthermore, is that if a polyp or a question is found, then that patient has to undergo a repeat prep colonoscopy and removal of that. So until the data are mature enough so that we'll be able to identify just by visualization or just by CT scan whether something may or may not be malignant, I don't think virtual colonoscopy will overtake screening colonoscopy. Now, someday that may happen, but we're not there yet.